Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. $0 commission applies to online U.S. equity trades and ETFs and retail Fidelity accounts. Sell order assessment fee not included. Some account types and securities excluded. Details at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Picture this. It's Saturday morning and you're on your John Deere compact tractor. You're effortlessly breaking ground on your new landscaping project. Next, you're moving piles of rocks just by moving a lever. And now, you're enjoying the warmth of the sun as you clear brush across your pasture. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand everything you can do with a John Deere compact tractor, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get in the seat or visit a dealer near you.
Hi, everyone. I'm Laura Adams, and you're listening to the Money Girl Podcast. Thanks so much for downloading this episode and spending your valuable time with me. My mission is to inspire you to live rich and love the journey. In between shows, be sure to get more money tips and advice. There are many ways, such as the Money Girl Facebook page. You can follow me on Twitter under username @LauraAdams, or you can sign up for the Money Girl newsletter and also get my personal newsletter at lauradadams.com. In today's episode, I'm going to talk about investing in the financial markets. Some of you have never invested a penny yet, and some of you have been investing for decades. Well, no matter your amount of experience or comfort level with investing so far, I want to make sure you understand some fundamental core concepts that should shape the way you approach it. These concepts apply to both taxable brokerage investing accounts and retirement accounts, such as an IRA. If you've been hesitant to invest money because you don't understand the financial markets, or maybe you're afraid of losing money, well, that's actually a very good fear. I don't want you to ever invest money in anything that confuses or scares you. Investing always involves some amount of risk, but there are easy ways to control it, so it's appropriate for your situation. And that's exactly what the five tips or strategies that I'll cover today are for. They'll help you make more money and achieve your long-term financial goals without being too risky. To read the transcript for this show, you'll find it on the Money Girl page at quickanddirtytips.com. This is episode number 389, called Five Best Investing Tips to Make More Money. When it comes to investing for the future, Americans are really behind the eight ball. Did you know that a third of American adults have no savings for retirement? And believe it or not, 21% of them actually think that winning the lottery is the best way to retire. If you're waiting for a financial miracle to rescue you and provide a comfortable retirement, folks, it's not going to happen. You have to take control of your financial future by investing as much as possible every single month, starting right now. And that brings me to the first tip. So are you ready? Let's get started. Investing tip number one, start early. Saving and investing early means that you put the power of compounding interest to work for you. Compounding is when interest is calculated on your investment and on the accumulated growth in the account. So think of it as earning interest on your interest, which can make your modest investments mushroom into a huge amount over time. In fact, Albert Einstein called compound interest the eighth wonder of the world. Let me demonstrate what I'm talking about by comparing two investors, John and Sally. Each one sets aside the same amount each month and gets the same annual return. But let's say John starts investing 10 years before Sally. So John begins investing at age 20 and stops at age 60. He invests $100 a month, gets an average annual return of 8.5%, and he's going to end up with just over $400,000 at age 60. Let's compare that situation to Sally, who does not get a good head start. She begins investing at age 30 and stops at age 60. She's also investing $100 a month, gets an average annual return of 8.5%, but but Sally only ends up with about $160,000. So because John got a 10-year head start, he has $240,000 more to spend in retirement than Sally. But the difference in the amount that John contributed was only $12,000. So never forget to start investing as early as possible so you let compounding work for you. Investing tip number two, don't try to beat the market. While it might sound boring, you should aim to be an average investor. That's because it's better to quote-unquote be the market or be average rather than try and beat it. When you try to match the performance of a financial market, such as the S&P 500 or NASDAQ, that's known as passive management or indexing. On the other hand, active management means that you try to beat a market index. Problem is, over just about any historical five-year period, passive index funds beat actively managed funds. That's because it's impossible to consistently beat the market without taking on additional risk over the long term. For example, only 20 to 35% of actively managed funds beat the benchmark for their category over the past 5 years. That means most funds can't beat the market. In fact, over the last 15 years, 46% of active funds closed due to poor performance, and 7% of them failed every year. So what does that mean? Well, professional fund managers are not smarter than the market, and neither are you. Plus, active funds charge more, which I'll cover in the next tip.
This is BVK for Ocean City Tourism, OCMD Streaming Audio. On March 11th, 2024, the title of the spot is STSA Leisure Summer. This is a 30-second composite stereo streaming audio mix.
Get away with friends to the laid-back Maryland coast, where you can catch up while casting off and hang 10 while hanging out, where a day on board is never boring and full throttle is half the fun, where you can sink a putt, raise a glass, and there's always room for one more round. Ocean City, Maryland. Somewhere to smile about. Book your trip at OCOcean.com.
Experience the joy of running in the new Triumph 22 from Saucony, the original running brand. Stacked with luxury foam cushioning, Triumph 22 turns miles into smiles with the ultimate blend of comfort and energy return. Shop Triumph 22 at Saucony.com. That's S-A-U-C-O-N-Y.com.
Money Girl is sponsored by Claritin. If you're like me and you suffer from allergies, you know this time of year can be pretty rough. There's a lot of sneezing, itchy eyes, congestion, and they can really hold you back from living the life you want to live. Luckily for those with allergies, you can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This is a product designed for serious allergy sufferers. It's got two ingredients in one pill that relieve allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combo of prescription strength, allergy medicine, and the best decongestant relieves all the symptoms that you suffer. And what I love about Claritin D is that it starts working in as little as 30 minutes. Plus, it's non-drowsy, so you can still make the most of your day. I can take Claritin D and then get on the mic and record a podcast without being too congested. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. Investing tip number three, choose low-cost funds. Different funds charge different fees, which are known as the expense ratio. For instance, an expense ratio of 2% per year means that each year, 2% of the fund's total assets will be used to pay for expenses, such as management, advertising, and administrative costs. Actively managed funds, now remember, those are the ones trying to beat the market. They have an average expense ratio that's about 1% higher than passive funds. 1% may not sound like much, but when you strip it off the average historical return of 8.5%, it becomes much more meaningful. For instance, if you invest $100,000 over 30 years with an average annual growth of 8.5%. Paying for those higher fees that I'm talking about will cost approximately $280,000. In fact, low fund fees have been pegged as one of the best predictors of future returns by Morningstar, a leading independent investment research firm. So the bottom line is that choosing low-cost index funds will make you more money over time because they give you average returns, but at a much lower cost. Investing tip number 4, use a buy and hold strategy. Even though the historical average market return has been 8.5%, the average investor, well, he or she only earns about 5%. Why? Well, unfortunately, we're terrible at investing. We chase returns, react to fear, and buy into media hype over and over. When we invest emotionally, we end up buying high and selling low, which is the exact opposite of how you make money. Yes, in the short term, investment returns may vary, but over the long term, market returns always revert back to the average. Investors tend to think their choices must be right if other people are doing the same thing. If the media says buy, well, most investors buy, they get in the market. And when everyone else is in a panic and selling, that's what most people do. In other words, emotional investing is simply a losing strategy. So stick to a long-term buy and hold investment strategy. Investing tip number 5, stay diversified. Diversifying your investments means that you spread them out over a variety of sectors and asset classes, such as stocks, bonds, and cash. That reduces the risk that any specific investment could fail and lower the return of your overall portfolio. Diversifying does not increase investment returns all by itself, but it does allow you to reduce investment risk without lowering your return. The idea is that you limit losses without sacrificing gains. So, invest in a mix of assets that suit your individual goals and investment time horizon. Following these 5 fundamental investment tips by diversifying, maintaining a buy and hold strategy, choosing low-cost funds, being an average investor, and starting early is the best way to set yourself up for investment success. Now, in next week's show, I'm going to cover some of the best places to invest that take out the guesswork and make earning money for a secure future as simple as possible. The 5 tips in this podcast came from Rob Pivnik, the author of What All Kids and Adults Too Should Know About Saving and Investing. It's a guide to help students develop smart, long-term saving and investing habits. To find out more about Rob and his terrific book, visit whatallkids.com. If you're enjoying the show, I'd really appreciate you taking a minute to post a short 5-star review on iTunes or Stitcher Radio. You can use the URL lauradadams.com/Stitcher to get there. I'm so glad you're listening. Cha-ching! That's all for now, courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.
This is BVK for Ocean City Tourism, OCMD Streaming Audio. On March 11th, 2024, the title of the spot is STSA Leisure Summer. This is a 30-second composite stereo streaming audio mix.
Get away with friends to the laid-back Maryland coast, where you can catch up while casting off and hang 10 while hanging out, where a day on board is never boring and full throttle is half the fun, where you can sink a putt, raise a glass, and there's always room for one more round. Ocean City, Maryland. Somewhere to smile about. Book your trip at OCOcean.com.
Experience the joy of running in the new Triumph 22 from Saucony, the original running brand. Stacked with luxury foam cushioning, Triumph 22 turns miles into smiles with the ultimate blend of comfort and energy return. Shop Triumph 22 at Saucony.com. That's SAUCONY.com.